This is the Sun Devil Fast Break with ASU men's head basketball coach Bobby Hurley. The Sun Devil Fast Break is presented by Arizona Ford Dealers.
We do this with head coach Bobby Hurley every Tuesday at 8:45. He calls in to join us, talk ASU hoops. Coach, good morning. Do you feel like your trip to Connecticut was a success?
Well, good morning, guys. I think from the standpoint of getting our new players the opportunity to compete, you know, against some high level competition very early, get their feet under them, it was successful. Of course, when you have a chance to play, you know, one of the better teams in the country in a high profile game, you're trying to get a victory. You know, we just didn't do enough things against a team of that quality within that game to have the outcome that we were looking for.
Did you learn anything about your team and about your players after this trip, Bobby? Anything not only individually but also collectively?
I just felt like in that game, Villanova was just ahead of us. I feel like I didn't feel like there was a huge differential player for player necessarily, but more in terms of where their team was at, their cohesiveness, how they operated and functioned throughout that game. They felt like a well-oiled machine in that game, whereas we're still searching a little bit, still trying to find an identity, still learning to play together. And then, you know, from that film session, we're able to, look at all the things that we didn't do that, especially in the first half with our defense and our rebounding, that put us in a position to not have the success we're looking for.
Bobby, what are those film sessions like with you? Do you stop the film, stand up, and yell at them? How intense are these film study sessions?
Well, I mean, I think to some degree it's therapy too, you know. As you go through, a loss and you're kind of in the mourning process of losing, you have to get it out of your system and we confront everything and look at the mistakes that were made. And, you know, I think the focus for us in that game was it should have been a lot closer at the half than it was. You know, we didn't rebound the ball at the end of the first half, which gave Villanova, you know, multiple opportunities to get second possessions, which they cashed in on. And instead of us maybe being down 2 to 4 points, we were down 9, which was a big ask. And then we came out of the gate really strong to start the second half, scored 6 straight points to cut it to 3, had some momentum, and then immediately had a defensive breakdown in our help defense, which allowed Villanova to shoot a wide open 3 to extend the lead to 6 again. So there were things like that we're going to go over. We're going to reinforce with our team to avoid these things continuing to pop up.
Head coach Bobby Hurley joining Doug and Wolf. And Bobby, I have a sickness that is college basketball. Wolf mocks me all the time for how much college basketball I watch. I probably watch more than anybody that's not paid to watch college basketball. And I heard something this weekend I have never heard a coach say in the history of college basketball.
But, you know, are we ready to take it to the next level and, like, commit? You know, or are we willing to put the toilet seat down every time after?
So I have to ask, in your experience, how long does it take for a team to start putting the toilet seat down and come together? A couple games, a couple months? Where are you right now in the toilet seat process?
Look, that was on the heels of a poor practice and too many weeks of us going at each other, and so that was a bit of a rant. Wish I could have taken some of that back, but it's I think the guys.
It was classic. No way are we letting you take it back. That was fantastic.
I think we did a great job the other night in generating turnovers. I thought our bench provided a big spark. We were scoring it right out of the gate versus Houston Baptist, but our defense. Jalen House came in and was really good, and Kamani Lawrence. So we got some good production, and then that got us playing well at that end of the floor, and that ignited our offense. So we're going to have to, really good teams that really win big, defend, and we have to do a better job at that end of the floor.
Bobby, do you feel like you're prepared to play a conference opponent after this 4-game warm-up, basically?
I do. I mean, we played, you know, a really good Rhode Island team that's they've come back and won some games after our initial game, and then, you know, Villanova was a, you know, really stern test, and you know, we were able to get back flying across the country, and you know, on a short recovery, and got another game under our belt on Sunday. So you know, we're gonna have a couple of good days of practice, and then, you know, we're gonna play a hungry Cal team on Thursday.
With you being a 4-year player at Duke at point guard, what is the biggest jump that a junior to a senior point guard, because gosh, we just don't have a lot of them anymore at Power Five conferences, need to make? When you're looking at Remy Martin, what's that next thing for him when he's already so experienced?
Yeah, Remy has done a great job right out of the gate, just allowing Josh Christopher to be himself, allowing, you know, Marcus Bagley had a great game the other day, and you know, he's not threatened by the success of others, and you could see it by how he's playing. He's really focused on distributing the basketball and getting his teammates involved. And then, you know, I know personally, you know, as we get moving forward into these big games, that, you know, down the stretch, you know, he's proven that he can make plays in big games and close teams out. So I think he's got a really good approach to what he's doing right now. And he's told the team that, you know, he's not about statistics and scoring. He's already been one of the top scorers in the Pac-12. He doesn't have to prove that again. He just wants to win, and he's willing to do what it takes to win.
Bobby, you mentioned his name. How do you think Josh Christopher has played so far? Your thoughts on this hyper-talented dude?
I think Josh was terrific, especially in the Villanova game. Big lights, big game, high profile. It's really the only game that was happening on Thanksgiving at that time. And for a freshman to score 28 points, and he did it very efficiently. He was 11 for 17. And, a bunch of rebounds in our last game. Again, a very, very efficient scoring numbers, shooting great percentages. Very pleased with where he is. He's a very focused kid. Very talented, very gifted kid. And, he's doing it not only in practice or, with all the hype. He's kind of he's exceeding, what my expectations would have been for him at this point.
I know you're the coach of the Sun Devils, but you also coach individual kids. Do you coach a glue guy differently than a Christopher who is just dripping with NBA talent? How do you balance those two?
I don't necessarily think you do. There are certain, non-negotiables, things that you're stressing that everyone, needs to adhere to. But certainly, each guy, I'm not going to ask a certain guy to do something that Josh could do if they can't do it. There's a certain skill set that everyone has, and you try and really evaluate each player and kind of coach them to what their capabilities are. Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell us about Cal, Bobby?
They won last night, beat Nicholls State last night, lost to Oregon State. They got Matt Bradley, who's on the Jerry West watch list for shooting guards, top shooting guards in the country. He's a guy that averaged 17 a game for Cal last year. And, they play hard. They really defend. They got good size. We really got to have a couple solid days, and then we'll see what we get on Thursday.
The only way you made that toilet seat reference is if you've been scolded a couple times from your wife, I'm assuming. Come on, admit it.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Bobby, I thought it was fantastic. I'm glad you opened up like that.
Honestly, right now, I had a hard time with it, Bobby, only from the standpoint your intensity level is so legendary. It's so high. I don't even see you doing anything that's even remotely close to life.
My attention to detail must get better.
It's mind-boggling for
me.
See,
he's even intense in relationships. That's
who
Bobby Early is.
Yes.
Love having you on the show. Thank you, Bobby. Good luck against Cal.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, guys.